This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Beth Comstock spent 27 years working for General Electric in one capacity or another at one subsidiary or another, leaving at the end of last year as the company's vice chair running a group called GE Business Innovations. Her thoughts on her career and what it takes to thrive in a constantly changing workplace are in a new book called Imagine It Forward. Beth, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So let's get this out of the way first of all. Why'd you leave GE? Was it just time?
Well, it was time, but I left sooner than I imagined I would. We had a leadership change, and you know how that goes. New boss, new team, and the old team's got to go.
She says rather bluntly. That's, you know, when you got to go, I guess, right?
Yeah, I've thought a lot this year about knowing when to exit and how you think about that, because I think I'm all about change, and I think knowing your exit is also something you have to think about.
Well, so that's really interesting that you bring that up, because the topic of this book of change and creativity and all of that, you say yourself in this book that despite all the success you had in your career, I mean, vice chair of GE for crying out loud, you are not a typical change agent.
I'm not. I come to this as an introvert, a reserved person. I hold back. I have an example where I worked in CNN and for Ted Turner for a year before he knew my name. And so I'm just not the one that put the ideas out there. And I had to really work to overcome my natural reserve and also some confidence along the way.
Give me a case study, would you? And let me put the caveat on the answer here. You can't pick one of the big innovative companies that we all know and love, like Facebook or Amazon or Apple, right? Who do you like out there? Who's doing change and innovation right?
I've been really intrigued by what I see Walmart doing right now.
Really?
Digital onslaught comes. What do they have, 1 million employees? I mean, the scale and complexity.
Yeah,
they buy Jet. They realize they have to go digital. What I like about their story is they recognized, I think maybe late, but they've recognized it, that they have to work with their strengths. What are their strengths? One, they have a lot of employees. Two, they have physical locations. So they've been investing more in having people pick up their packages on their way home from work. It's hard to change from within when you're a legacy company.
Well, let me poke you in the eye a little bit, right, and talk about GE, because GE is maybe the granddaddy of legacy companies in this economy, right?
Yep.
And it has, I won't say fallen on hard times lately, but it's been undergoing substantial change, not always successfully. It's not even in the Dow Industrials anymore. I mean, it's a legacy company that is still trying to make the turn.
Yeah, and I mean, GE has fallen out of grace, certainly from the public perception of late. It's a great company, and I was so proud to work there. I wish people could separate the stock from the company, but it's also a public company, and so I realize even saying that maybe sound a bit naive.
No, it's fair.
But I think people, especially with established companies, I think we underestimate the complexity that happens with scale. The need to keep the core machine running and innovate in the new, and it just creates a lot of tension and complexity, and cleaning that up is really hard. And I think we hold our legacy companies to a different standard just because we expect it to be easier, and it's not.
So let me ask you actually about taking a risk, and again, an anecdote in the book. Steve Jobs called and said, "Hey, come work for me." In point of fact, he called twice, right?
Yeah.
And you said no.
Yeah.
Do you look back at that and go,
you need
oh,
a big
man.
Pregnant pause after that, right?
You know, right? It kind of hangs there. I mean, granted, this was before Apple became, you know, what it is today, but it wasn't all that long ago.
Yeah. And I'll give you just a little bit of context that I was at NBC at that time in a really miserable assignment.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of reasons to want to leave there. And my gut was this wasn't the right job for me. I also think I was a bit afraid, and I probably didn't have the confidence even then that I could make it there. And so it's one of those things that, I'll be honest, I did regret it at times, especially when their stock price went up, and I'd be like, what was that? I remember my husband and I sitting down, and we're like, how good could that stock ever be?
Yeah, right.
But I think I just regretted an opportunity maybe to push myself in a new way. But I did it for good reasons, too. I was incredibly loyal to the path I was on, and the GE gave me lots of opportunities to grow and be innovative. So I had reasons to also know I could forge a different path where I was, too.
Beth Comstock used to be at GE for a very long time. Now she writes books. This one is called Imagine It Forward. Beth, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai. Nice talking to you. Thank you.